Mr. Phil Fitzpatrick is joining us this morning to remind us that we've got our poetry, climate emergency poetry event coming up on Sunday. We'll have a conversation about that. We'll also be previewing the rest of the series when we join Phil and Sarah Thompson, perhaps, and the gang next week. But couldn't miss the opportunity to talk a little bit about the event that is coming up on Sunday. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
So you've got, are all of the out-of-towners scheduled to be there? Or, I mean, well, of course they're on the schedule because we had talked about that, but are all have right. all the out-of-towners confirmed they're going to be there on Sunday?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm just sending out a reminder this morning, and I've also included a little request that they talk, if they can, to talk a little bit about what their own communities are doing on behalf of the climate. So it should be a pretty interesting reading on Sunday afternoon.
Cool. Have you noticed, it's kind of interesting, I'm a big fan of pop culture, and I am a consumer of pop culture, especially as it pertains to network television even. And I've got a bunch of shows that I enjoy, and I've been interested watching them begin to address some of the issues of our time. And one of those things that I noticed on a show that I was catching up on yesterday was a network TV, a hospital drama where the director of the hospital is trying to be more responsible with regard to climate change and is starting to try to pay attention to the light bulbs that they use and how they're recycling things and how they're purchasing things. And this storyline, his efforts were played a little bit for comedy. But does it encourage you on a broader sense that these conversations are starting to even work their way into pop culture now? It's not just, you know, concerned people on the fringes.
Yeah, well, that's a really good question. It's certainly the only fear I have is that, as you noticed in the show you were watching, that such references become trite and cliched, and I certainly hope that does not happen. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've asked our seven readers on Sunday to talk about what measures, if any, their own communities are taking. Now, in Duluth, of course, we know that the city council has approved the resolution, the climate plan resolution that they drew up, and they're requiring it be submitted by the end of the year. So the sustainability officer in Duluth, Mindy Granley, who has been one of our guest speakers earlier in our series, come up with a plan by the end of the year. That's that's a pretty tall order, but I have full confidence she's going to be able to do it. But back to your question, I do believe that there's no way that climate change can't begin to creep into pop culture. And, you know, if for no other reason than Greta Thunberg is the spokesperson still for citizen action. And I think that's how things are going to change. That's always how things change. Citizens begin to support change, and sooner or later it happens. Now, we certainly hope that it'll be sooner rather than later in the case of climate change, because we can't afford to wait anymore, and that's one of the things that keeps John Harold and myself going on our project.
Do you think that sometimes, again, especially if you have a hospital drama, you've got a lot of really serious gut punchy themes going on throughout the show? So if you take one and make it a little lighter, you can say, okay, in that context, that sort of makes sense. Do you think that for most people, having these issues begin to pop up in the, you know, in the television that perhaps they consume as they kick back of an evening and try to unwind after a day, that when they start hearing these conversations coming at them, not just from, oh, yeah, those people waving signs or, oh, those activists, that the characters start to talk about these things and you're already buying into the show, you know, you've bought into the premise and the characters are talking about it. Is that an effective way to reach people? And do you think it can again, it's using a different kind of art form. It's using the art of television and of theater. Do you think that can reach people in a way that perhaps protesters walking by your house with signs maybe wouldn't?
Again, that's a good question. I'm not enough of a pop culturist to be able to play the role of Marshall McLuhan here and say the media is the message. I guess I put more faith and more stock in things like what the poetry readings that we're offering once a month as carrying the message. But I would have to say, in addition, that the television is obviously a pretty effective way of getting a message across. The real question is, how is that message going to be packaged? And I think that the more serious and far-reaching the mention of changing light bulbs or reducing hot water usage or driving less, that kind of thing, if those mentions in the shows are serious, taken seriously and presented seriously, I think that's going to have a more far-reaching effect. I it's not that I'm opposed to comedy, mind you, and there are plenty of opportunities for comedy within the framework of talking about climate change. But I think it has to be a delicate balance on TV shows. And I wish I could give you a few examples of my own. Unfortunately, I'm mostly watching documentaries lately, which reminds me that tonight is the third of three sections of Greta Thunberg's program, 1 Year to Change the World. And that's on PBS at 7 o'clock tonight.
All right.
And I would definitely recommend that over a hospital drama as far as learning about climate change.
Oh, Phil, you're such
Sorry.
A grown-up.
Yeah, right.
And I appreciate that. My grandma used to say it takes all different kinds of people to make a world. And I think the more different messages about climate change that are coming to folks and reaching out into the more different kinds of people and the more different kinds of worlds that they inhabit, the better off we're going to be in the long run. Phil, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. It was a great treat, and looking forward to our conversation again next week.
And the address for that Zoom address can be found on your very own website.
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
Yep. And otherwise, they can just go to the Climate Emergency Poetry Facebook page and find the address.
Fantastic. And we'll get another link set up just so it's super easy for folks to find. Phil, thanks again for being our guest this morning.
All right. Good morning. Bye-bye.
Phil Fitzpatrick, our guest this morning here on 103.3 KUMD. And again, we'll get that Zoom address up so you can set it aside for Sunday, Climate Emergency Poetry.